Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Ike. Ike is a very large hurricane, Category 2 intensity on the Saffir-Simpson scale, that could reach Category 3 before landfall, which will be occurring shortly after midnight. At this hour, the center of Hurricane Ike is about 100 miles to the southeast of Galveston and the Houston area, moving towards the northwest at about 12 miles per hour. On this course, we expect that the center of the hurricane will be crossing the coast, as we said, shortly after midnight. But because it's such a large hurricane, this area in red shows where we have hurricane warnings in effect from the Texas coast over to central Louisiana. Tropical storm force winds have already arrived at the Galveston area. Hurricane force winds will be there within a few hours. The worst of the conditions will occur near and shortly after the time of landfall. As the hurricane continues inland to the northwest and then to the north, it will weaken, but winds to near 100 miles per hour could occur in the Houston area, along with flooding from rainfall that will spread inland to Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The greatest concern at this point is from the storm surge, which could reach as much as 20 feet in some areas along the coast. This is Galveston, with Galveston Island extending southwestward, Galveston Bay and Houston, the rest of the upper Texas coast. The yellow and green shows the area 15 to 20 feet of storm surge. Some of that surge will spread as much as 15 to 20 miles inland near and to the east of Galveston Bay. All preparations for Hurricane Ike should now be complete along the coast. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.